Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show, and sitting next to me right now, Mr. Patrick Stump. You know him, of course, as the frontman for Fall Out Boy. However, Soul Punk, your solo album, coming out October 18th.
Yes.
And it's a solo album in the truest sense. You, like, recorded all the instruments, wrote all the songs, and there's no features on the album either. It's, it's only you.
Yeah, there's a single out that's a remix of a song called This City with Lupe Fiasco, but the album version is just me. Yeah, so I played everything. There's nobody.
I found that kind of interesting that you're not putting the remix on the album. Did you think about making the exception, or
I'm sure it'll be like bonus whatever kind of thing,
right? Okay.
It's not like I don't want to work with people, but I really wanted to make sure people knew that this was something I wanted to do, and it wasn't something that, you know, I was talked into, or that I was I'm a band, you know. I wanted my band to know that it wasn't an ego thing. I just wanted to make this music outside that doesn't really fit in the band.
Talking with Patrick Stump here on the Ralphie Radio Show. I guess one of the nice things about coming from a band that was successful as Fall Out Boy is that you probably didn't have to deal with as much of the politics as Lupe did because of the success from before. From what I've read, again, it's almost like you kind of got to fly under the radar, do your own thing, and there was no one looking over your shoulder.
Yes, but the truth is that if I were nobody, there'd be even less people looking over my shoulder. You know what I mean? If I got to spend more money on my record knowing that if the label liked it, they'd probably pay me back for it.
Right.
If I weren't on a label, I would have taken all those risks myself. But at the same time, I feel like there's a certain anonymity that I kind of miss. Fall Out Boy has a lot of fans. They're still really dedicated.
Of course.
And this very clearly isn't Fall Out Boy, what I'm doing, and I don't want it to be an affront to them that I'm doing this, you know. So that's been kind of the hardest thing is getting people comfortable with the idea that I'm just doing this thing on the side, and if this thing takes off, then it's still consider it something parallel to Fall Out Boy. If it doesn't take off, I still want to do it. I still, you know, it's not about
that. And
you've
said that in interviews before, but you feel like you need to continue to say that because people still, as many times as you say it, they don't fully comprehend.
Yeah, I think, and honestly, there's a lot of put your money where your mouth is, because it's like, you know, we can talk about it all we want, but until Fall Out Boy puts out another record, that's all talk. Until we see what my record does, that's all talk.
Right.
It doesn't really matter, but I mean, I'm stating my intentions at least.
I spoke last fall with Pete Wentz about his project, and he expressed a great amount of anxiety to me over having to start this whole new project and the planning and so on and so forth. And again, going back to your situation and in your solo album, you've kind of loved the fact that you've been able to just kind of fly under the radar and haven't had to worry about pretty much anything other than yourself.
Yeah, Pete has always been in a much tougher situation, and I think there's a big misconception about Pete that, you know, he took the limelight or something, and that he went for that or something. As long as I've known him, he's one of these people that walks in a room, he might, you know, hello, whatever, he's very, whatever. Immediately, people just look at him, and people give him this attention, and there's really no choice in that matter. So then he reacts to it in any number of ways, just as anyone else would. And so I think he was under the microscope, a tiny bit, you know, but not anywhere near like what he has to deal with. So I think it's a lot harder for him to make, you know, the Black Cards record, because from the get-go, not only is it, not only are expectations wildly out of control, you know, but also, you know, people's perspectives on his intentions and things like that are wildly out of whack and everything. So it's like, yeah, I got lucky there.
Patrick Stump here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So we're about 2 months away from the album's release. Has any of that anxiety now crept in? Because we're getting closer. You're on tour now. You're doing all this press.
The most anxious feeling I have is just, I hope my record comes out. You know, that's really
you still worry about that, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's all I worry about. That's the only thing that matters to me, because if I sell no copies, I don't care. You know, like, that's not a thing. Like, I was thinking about, like, they say you regret, it's not the things that you did that you regret, it's the things you didn't do. And when I was doing this record, I was thinking a bit about mortality before I started it, and I was like, yeah, someday I'll either be dead or I'll be someone's grandpa, and it'll be nice to have something that, you know, when I was younger, I did this thing, you know.
So. Album's done?
Album's been done, yeah. The final version of the master was maybe, like, 2 months ago.
Well, you know, a lot of people, we'll wrap it up here with Patrick Stump on the Ralphie Radio Show. A lot of people are talking about the fact that you look great.
Oh, thanks.
Obviously,
man,
you've lost a good amount of weight. Has that changed your singing at all? I don't think it's changed your voice, at least not from what I can tell.
Look at this, buddy. Look at this guy.
Oh, I wish I wasn't filming on a tripod so you could see the bug that has just crawled into Patrick Stump's dressing room.
What are you?
Part of me wants to pick it up. I'm semi-
What are you from?
Disgusted. This thing is huge.
It's
crawling towards me. Hold on. Can I get it on the dime,
like,
maybe?
It's like this. Trying to get it on the dime? Here, let's keep rolling, because
yes,
this is epic.
This is, yeah, hold on. Let's see if we can get this. Hold on here.
Where did the dime go for?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's right here.
Oh, and I just
scared it away. Wow. Getting ready to ask the last question, too. Has it changed how you sing at all, your transformation, or no?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it has. I have a lot more energy. One of the other things, too, is that this show My performance is very different than Fall Out Boy because I get to fret to call it dancing because I don't think I'm all that great a dancer.
Don't want to put yourself in that lane.
Yeah. But I do sort of get to dance. So
we're still checking to see this bug never
reemerges. This bug doesn't want money. This bug is not into capitalism. And
if this bug comes back, we'll twit pick it. How's that?
I don't know how much battery I have left.
Soul Punk comes out October 18th. Mr. Patrick Stump, thank you for the time.
Thank you.